Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Jasmine Partida. Jasmine Partida is a social media expert. She focuses on authentic connection and a streamlined content creation process to increase your sales by 40% without the overwhelm, even if you are new to social media. She is going to share a story about being resourceful. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hi, tell me your story. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to share this story. There are so many moments in business where we hit a roadblock and we get so stuck trying to figure out what that path should look like. And this was this really pivotal moment in my career where I didn't have time to think about it. I had to take some action. So the owner of the company where I was working was Opera San Jose, and the owner was an 80 something year old woman, and she was in a car accident. She was in the hospital. My boss was next in line position wise. So he was doing his job and her job for a couple of weeks right before our big Opera opening. He runs into my office and he dropped a black binder on my desk and he goes, "Here, I need you to do the super titles for the Opera. Can you have this to me in a couple of weeks?" And I didn't know what the binder was. I opened it. It was music. I can't read music. It was in another language. I didn't know the language. And I wasn't 100% sure what super titles were, but this man was busy in a panic and needed to get things done. So I just said, "Sure. How about in 2 weeks we have a meeting and you can check my work and we can see how it goes." And I opened it and it says libretto at the top. And I was like, "Okay." And I literally pulled up Google and went, "What is a libretto?" And it's literally just the music and the words of the opera so that you can connect what the singers are saying, right? It's really for the singers. Super titles are the words that go above the opera so you know what they're singing. And it turns out the language was German. I just, again, Google. Thank God for Google. So I literally spent 2 weeks teaching myself how to read music, being able to create the super titles because the words had to break where the music broke. So it would go with the instruments and they could change the super titles as the singers went. And learning how to put all that together into a format that they could use for the opera. And I did that in 2 weeks. He had very few notes for me. We made very few changes. And he goes, "Great, thanks." And he walked out of my office. And my friend who sits across the office turned around and goes, "Do you play an instrument?" And I was like, "No, I did the recorder in fourth grade, like every Californian kid. That's all I got." I know it's kind of mathematically based, but I didn't have time to think if I could do it or not. I just had to do it. I knew it could be done because other people had done it. Mm-hmm. And that got me so far. And I use that in my business now. When you have those moments where you're like, "I don't know if I can do this." When you know somebody else has already done it, you know you can do it. Or frankly, even just the fact that NASA exists, like people can do these things. We can do the hard things that come in front of us if we believe in ourselves and take that leap of faith. You will be surprised what you can get done.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. And it's what you just said, like, if someone already did this, I can too. That's super helpful, super valuable, so important.
What holds us back is just this fear of, "Well, I don't know if I can do it," or "I'm not sure the right way to do it." You'll figure it out as you go. I mean, I made mistakes the first couple of rounds, but I put the time and the energy and the resources that I had available towards getting it done. And that can apply to every single thing in your work. And I'm sure you've had things like that in your business as well, where you're like, "I can't believe I have to do this," but you don't have time to think about it. You have to act.
You just do whatever you have to do. Yes, I'm sure that everybody has had this. I've had times where I am asked to do something and I just think, "Well, I don't know how to do this," but like, "All right, yes, I could do it." and somehow I get it done. Thanks for Google.
When we look at businesses that really take off, and people will say that, like, "Why does that business take off and mine's not taking off?" They aren't held up by fear of failure. They're not held up by wondering if they can or not. They know they can. They know they just have to figure out the how. And that's trial and error, which in itself is little bits of failure. But that's an amazing journey. You know so much more at the end of that journey. And you can't get there if you don't move forward every day.
Yes. And it also makes me think, yes, it can be fear of failure, but what about also fear of success? Because if I
I always
succeed,
forget about that.
Yes, like if okay, I can fail and I wouldn't like that, it would hurt. But if I succeed, I will have a different problem that will be bigger, and it's like the next step. So yes, it's always based on fear. Thank you so much for sharing this.
Thank you for having me. I think it's such an important part of business, and you're going to run into it over and over and over again. So if the sooner you can learn to push through and move forward and take action, the sooner you will grow your business.
Awesome. Thank you so much for so much value, Jasmine. So who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I work with small businesses that are looking to reach a new audience online, and they can find me at jasminepartita.com.
Thank you so much. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Jasmine Partita, for coming in and sharing her story about taking action. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to BizHubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to FactorOne.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.